I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're all enjoying the out-of-doors now that the weather is a little more pleasant and the leaves are starting to come out. But that's not all you're going to find out there in the forest right now. A cautionary note about black bears when we come back.
Hi, I'm Ward Burton. As a race car driver, I'm an expert at going fast. And as an outdoor enthusiast, I can tell you that's what's happening with our wildlife habitat. They're going fast. That's why I'm a life member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Together, we've protected and enhanced 5 million acres of wildlife habitat across North America. Be the future of elk country. Visit elkfoundation.org or call 1-800-CALL-ELK.
As the leaves green up and the weather warms more and more, West Virginians are taken to the state's hiking trails and wooded areas for fun and relaxation. It's also the time that young wildlife is starting to emerge out there, especially the black bear, often hungry and likely running with little ones. Chris Ryan oversees the DNR's Bear Project.
This is definitely the time of the year when all our bears are out of their dens and they're moving about looking for something to eat. They're definitely on the move right now. Most of the sows that have cubs, their home ranges are still pretty small at this point. They're going to be, you know, they'll be around the den site within a mile or two typically. They're not going to make any large movements with those little cubs.
But it is still ill-advised to make yourself one of those food sources the bears are always looking for. When you feed them with artificial food sources, it seldom helps the bear.
Actually, much worse for the bear, you know, because once they get habituated to human food sources, then, you know, they've lost that fear of humans, and there's nothing we can really do with them except put them down. And we do. We have to put some down every year, and, you know, it's basically because people continue to feed them, whether it's trash on purpose or pet food or birdseed or whatever.
Pretty easy to make sure the bears stay away if you simply take the right steps around your home or campsite.
Just a number of different things that you can do to prevent most of those problems. Number one, make sure your trash is always rinsed out and put up, and you don't just leave your trash sitting outside. Whether it's a little plastic container or a big plastic container or whatever, the bear will get in there. If you have outside pets, make sure to feed those outside pets during the day. Don't leave, you know, the food sitting out there all night. If you feed the birds at all, you really don't need to feed the birds at this time of the year, but if you do, make sure you don't leave any bird seed out during the night.
Now, you may think that only applies if you live in bear country. Well, with the improvements in bear management, you are living in bear country. If you're in West Virginia, bears have been sighted in every county. Chris tells us it's not likely an encounter with a bear will lead to aggression, but when wild animals are involved, all bets are off.
Black bears aren't typically real aggressive. Obviously, but they are a wild animal, so they're unpredictable is the basic thing. You know, they can do anything, but black bears are typically very docile. But when you're talking around any animal around a food source, you know, if you try to steal the dog's bowl from the dog, you know, that's typically not a very good idea.
Well, if you see a bear, enjoy the experience from afar, and by all means, don't feed the bears. I'm Chris Lawrence with DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.